So you've heard that today is going to be a little bit different because it's Hope North London Sunday, different than your average Sunday. And I'm going to speak for only 10 minutes. Okay, I know in St. Barnabas this is a rare thing, but kind of a little TED-style talk, because later on we're going to have a bit of a Q&A session. So this evening, I just really wanted to reflect on joining in with Jesus' mandate, the mandate that we heard there from Luke 4, and what it might look like if you went on local mission with a partner organisation, maybe like Hope North London. So 11 years ago, my husband Mark and I and five of our six kids moved into a top 10 deprivation estate. Yes, the leafy borough of Barnet does have them. And I've got to be honest, we were really quite naive about what that would mean for us as a family. But I think, you know, thankfully, I think the Lord really blinded us to that by his calling on our lives and also his love for the estate as well. And within the first couple of days, we realised that life was going to be different. I think the first thing that happened was we were driving out of the estate when phone books, you remember old phone books, the big chunky things that they used to deliver? Do we remember those? A few of us remember those? Well, they came lobbing them over the balcony onto the top of our minibus as we were driving off. We could hear this boom, boom, boom on the top of the minibus. We didn't really quite know what was happening at the time. And then another thing that happened was, rather than playing knockdown ginger, you know, when you ring the doorbell and they go running off, they actually used to nick our doorbell. I mean, numerous times our doorbell was nicked. I have no idea why they did it, but they did. And then I think worst of all was that we worked out we couldn't get a pizza delivered to the estate, because the estate was a no-go area for pizza delivery companies and most other delivery companies then. And we soon learned that even though the estate seemed relatively quiet during the day, well, quiet apart from the drinkers and the drug takers outside of the estate shop. But at night, you know, things were very different. There were fights, there was dealers and turf wars, and the kids that my kids hung out with in our home were out there in the mix of this all. But I think what shocked us most were the hungry kids and the unwashed kids, the uncared for kids, the kids who we fed, clothed, washed and loved, and who we threw birthday parties for. And we tried, but we couldn't help their families turn their lives around, and they ended up in care. Or worse than that, actually, some of them were boomeranging from foster care to home, from foster care and back again. But we knew that we were called to live and love this community, to share the good news of Jesus with them. And so we started to think and pray about how the estate would change if the kingdom of God invaded. How would life be different on the estate? And so we started to dream big dreams with and for our estate, dreams far too big for any human beings, speaking and praying into being what the Lord wanted for our estate. You see, our estate was built in the same place as a little hamlet had been built called Brownswell hundreds of years ago. And it was right on the edge of Finchley Common. And it was notorious for highwaymen. And they said of Brownswell that it was a place where people feared to go. And it was almost like history had repeated itself. The estate was notorious, and it was a place where people feared to go. But that is not what God said about it. God said it was a place of community. God said that it was a place of blessing that would bless the wider neighbourhood. But how was that transformation going to happen? There was only our family. Yes, there's quite a few of them. And a couple of other team members. And the need, I've got to be honest, was just so great. And although we'd been sent from St. Barnabas, we really couldn't replicate everything you guys do here. And then God said to us, "What's in your hands?" Well, I'm an ex-kids worker and I knew how to run kids groups. And interestingly enough, that's what the community was saying they wanted. And so we started to run some kids groups in partnership with Hope North London in the community centre. And the other thing that people were saying that they wanted was that sense of community back, of neighbour knowing neighbour. And you know, our team were really quite good at throwing parties, at bringing the community together, of getting them talking and getting them to know one another. And you know, we still go back to that principle today. Recently, I was having a good moment to the Lord, as you do, that we don't have enough worship leaders. And guess what he said to me? Use what's in your hand. Well, I've got a voice. And I've got YouTube. And either I can look in the box of what we don't have that other people may have, or look in the box of what we do have. So the weeks that we don't have a worship leader, I lead worship with the Bethel and Hillsong bands. But all along, you know, friends, we've had to look with eyes of faith. We've had to look at situations, but most of importantly, we've had to look at people with Jesus-tinted spectacles. Not seeing people as they are right now, but seeing what God created them to be. Not believing the lies that the world speaks over them, but instead speaking over them the truths that God says about them. Calling out the leaders, the evangelists, the encouragers, the preachers, the kids workers, the youth workers. Calling them out from the brokenhearted, the captives, the poor and the prisoners, giving them opportunities and lots of second chances, training them up and cheering them on. And even when it goes wrong, which it does quite often, helping them to stand back up and to join in the race again. And part of us being able to do that is celebrating the small things. Or as we sometimes talk about, celebrating the tokens of the kingdom of God. You see, I've got to be honest, community transformation is slow. And you can grumble about that, or you can have an attitude of gratitude. Because thankfulness releases more of what you want to see. You've all heard the phrase, what you celebrate, you propagate. Well, that's true in our context. And we have to celebrate the small things that we want to see, the small steps that we see in front of us. I guess a good example of that is marriage. Now, I would hope that we would all say marriage is a good and a godly thing. But I've got to be honest, it's not very popular on the estate. I mean, partly because actually, if you want to do it properly, within the Church of England, it costs an awful lot of money. We need to pray that Synod actually take all those costs away. The Bishop of Burnley put a motion forward to that, and some things were happening around that, so you never know that that might happen. But we have to celebrate the small steps. And so we celebrate engagements. We pray for people as they get engaged. We bless their rings. We help people find their lost divorce papers quite a lot. And even when actually their divorce never went through like they thought it had. That's very interesting when that happens. Celebrating the small things that we see God doing is good for us and it's good for our community. So I want to take you back to the beginning of what I said. Going back 11 years ago, what was it that the team wrote about our estate? How it would be different if the kingdom of God invaded? Here's what they wrote. Residents would become so proud of where they lived that the estate would become a place where people are drawn and vandalism would give way to local pride. The whole atmosphere of the place would change. It would be more peaceful. People would feel safe. They would smile and say hello. They would accept one another, even knowing one another's names. And they would pop into one another's homes, help each other out, and work together in the interests of the community. They would support each other, share with one another, eat with one another, gradually living lives more like Jesus did. And there would be no drugs or poverty. And parents would take pride in their children. And children and young people would have plenty of activities. They would receive enough guidance to grow up with ambition and self-worth that they needed to go on to seek a worthwhile job. And at the other end of the scale, the elderly would be cared for instead of being left alone to worry away the day. And the pavements would be clean, and the streetlights would work, and Christmas would mean Christmas and would be celebrated by the whole community. Well, 11 years on, the kingdom of God has come and is coming. There is no gang drinking and taking drugs outside the shop anymore. The pavements are clean and the street lights work. They work actually because the community has pride in itself now and will speak up for itself and what it needs. And there are less drug dealers. We're praying that they all go, but there are less drug dealers and there are definitely less fights. And you know, people, they know one another now and they say hello. And the elderly are more than just cared for. They're cooked for by their neighbours and their friends. And the parents that once saw their kids go hungry now run summer lunch schemes for the estate kids. It's Jesus, isn't it? It's his kingdom that does that. And the estate that people feared to go, that was seen as a place of curse and not of blessing, is now the place that is sending out people to church plant on the neighbouring estate. And at Christmas, I love Christmas. And at Christmas, right in the centre of the estate, we put up a big Christmas tree and we sing carols of worship to the King. And we're joined by our neighbours and our friends. Come and see what God has done, what awesome miracles he has performed. And that's my invitation to you today. Come and see what God has done, what awesome miracles he has performed for people. When we were chatting at our estate's team meeting about Hope North London Sunday, one of our local leaders who has seen the most amazing transformation in her life thumped the kitchen table, I think more than once, wasn't it, Jamie? And she wants to say this to you today, and I think actually this is a word for some of you. Tell them mission isn't just about going overseas. It's on your doorstep too. And you know, I think today for some of you, God is putting that call on your life for mission, but mission on your doorstep. I'm going to hand you back over to Henry now.
Okay, so we're going to have a panel of experts, which are going to include Helen and Jamie. Great, well, let me introduce the panel. Along the end there is Helen. She is like executive director of Hope North London, and she is also a trustee. Fraser in the middle here is a trustee of Hope North London, and Jamie is the leader of Eden East Finchley. And I'm here... I'm also a trustee of Hope North London, but I'm not answering the questions. So I'm asking them. And thank you for all your questions. I've tried to kind of group them, and hopefully we will cover fairly much all the questions that were asked in the room. You know, through that, we hope that you'll get a better picture of what Hope North London is and is doing. So, first question... Who is Hope North London and what does it do? What sort of projects does it do? What sort of ages of people does it reach out to?
Shall I answer that one?
Yes, please, Helen.
So Hope North London was birthed out of St Bees over 20 years ago. And we really wanted to impact some of our poorest communities in greater measure than we were able to at that time. Because, you know, there are a whole group of people, as lovely and welcoming as you guys are, who will never walk through the doors of this building. And so we wanted to go to them. And there's another group of people who, if you kind of put the tag church on anything, they just won't come to it. You just, I mean, you don't need to be doing any religious activities, but if they see the word church, they just think it's not for them. And that is especially true on estates. And so we wanted to reach further into the community with the love of Jesus to children, to young people, their families and the community. And so Hope North London was born. And Hope North London is a Christian charity through and through. But it doesn't do any religious activities. But what it does, it partners with Church at Five. So Hope North London is like the hands and the feet, and Church at Five is the gobby mouth. And it's really great because we see a lot of families come through from that who start to get to know us in Hope North London, and then begin to trust us, and they see Christians haven't got two heads, and then they'll come along to church, or the children, in fact, will bring them to church. So we work with kids, young people. We work with little tots and their parents. We're really 0 to 90, but a lot around kids and youth work. But it's really predominantly on estates, or those people in the same socioeconomic grouping, you know, that can't afford to send their kids off to this club and that club. You know, they can come to our stuff free of charge.
That's great, Helen. Other questions which I think you probably answered some of. What was the inspiration behind Hope North London and what is its vision? And I think, anything you want to add on there?
I think its vision is, well, clearly what it says, if you can see the very small strap line there, helping to transform communities from the inside out. We don't want to do unto people. We want to do with people because God made these communities and he's put gifts and skills in there and he's given people hopes and dreams. And so we want to work with people to help them to transform their communities. We don't want to be like the Christian SAS in there, do some good stuff and go out. That's not what we're about. We're about raising up people to impact their own communities, spring transformation.
Brilliant. Okay. Question for Fraser. Fraser is long-standing trustee. He's, by profession, he's also an accountant. Accountants aren't generally used, known for incredible, over-the-top excitement about things. But Fraser, the question we've got is, what excites you most about Hope North London?
Well, it's not the numbers. Which is probably why accountants aren't really excited. The stuff that's really exciting about Hope North London is the transformation that you see, the way that things have changed. I've been involved for quite a few years, not all of the 20, but quite a few, and just seeing how things have changed, how things have moved on, how things have warmed up, the things that have happened in people's lives, and just some of the stories that you hear. I mean, the challenge of being a trustee is supporting and questioning, you know, saying, I was sure this was the right move. Let's pray about this. Yeah, this is what God's saying. That's actually a really exciting thing to do when you're a trustee in an organisation like this. I've worked most of about 30 years in the voluntary sector, and quite a few of them I've been working with or alongside quite big charities. And I've quite often thought, you know, you could have done that better, guys. I've never, ever thought that in Hope North London. I've always thought, gosh, you're doing that really well, and you're doing it with tiny resources, and you're just really achieving most amazing things. So Hope North London is really exciting.
Just to give us a little overview of what kind of size this charity is, What do the numbers look like? How many staff has it got, and what's its annual turnover, roughly?
So it has got 1.5 staff. We rely a huge amount on volunteers. So we have 20 regular volunteers, some who come down and help with groups, some people who live on the estate who help with the groups. But like the lovely Elizabeth, who's sitting at the back there, she gives us 2 days a week to do admin, for Hope North London and the estate staff. And like Don does our prayer newsletter. So if you've got a talent out there, whatever it is, we can use it. But in terms of finance, I'm going to look to my learned friend.
OK, so I'm not the treasurer, so I'm not going to give you detailed figures. What I can say is that it varies from year to year. Most of what we do, we go out looking for funding. We go to the charities and organisations like councils and things who put money up. And we then spend their money for them very happily and very effectively. So we rely a bit on people giving us gift aid donations and standing orders and one-off gifts. And we use those to support the bits that nobody else will pay for. Sometimes the boring stuff like insurance, sometimes some more exciting stuff like, you know, taking people away for a weekend or so on. But in total, last year, I think the key expenditure was about 85,000. And when you look at that, that is a tiny amount achieving a phenomenal amount.
Brilliant. Thank you. Jamie, we haven't heard from you yet. Can you tell us a good news story, something great that's happened through the charity?
Yeah, so we've got a guy on the estate called Scott. He's in his early 30s and he grew up on the Strawberry Vale estate. And Scott's been journeying with Hope North London, with the church, for many, many years, journeying with God for many years. Lots of ups and downs, lots of coming to the church and being involved and then suddenly disappearing again for months. And last year, Scott was baptised, which was incredible. And since then, he's just been getting more and more involved with the groups that we do, with volunteering. He's just kind of thrown himself into everything, really, and become part of the team. And it's just been amazing to see him kind of on that journey and just really maturing in his faith. And Scott's just been accepted for a role with us to do a youth and children's work apprenticeship. And he's going to be doing that on the Grange estate. So that's our neighbouring estate. So, you know, that's someone that's grown up on Strawberry Vale, grown up, come to faith, and is now using their faith to reach other people on another estate. And he's also still involved in Strawberry Vale, playing football with his own mates. And just, you know, you see people that kind of, they take themselves out of community for a while because there's a lot of negative influences. But now he's going back in and being a positive influence on the other guys there. So it's amazing.
Fantastic. Yeah. And Helen, same question for you.
I guess I want to tell a different story than I did this morning. I was just struck by two of our relocators this evening because between the end of the morning service and this evening, Jamie and I nipped back to set up church at 5, as one does when you're in a community centre. And just two of our relocators, you know, who one teacher, one architect, who have moved into the estate with their kids to bring the good news of Jesus, who have highly pressured jobs, but still give of their time, give of their lives. They just share their lives with other people. And it's absolutely amazing, you know, but it's that calling. When you get that calling from God, actually, that makes it all possible.
Thanks, Helen. Brilliant. Now, Fraser, question for you. I can just see the end of it. On that kind of cafe bar area, there is a temporary sign up saying Enterprise Cafe coming soon, and it's going to be run by Hope North London. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, okay. So it's taken longer than we expected. Sorry about that. But we have been trying to get the funding in place, and so there have been funding applications out there, sometimes interwoven with some other stuff that Hope North London is doing. And inevitably, some of those trusts and charities and so on take their time, and so it's delayed things. Our current plan is that we're going to start a pilot of the project in September. And I don't know if you know much about the plans, really, but the plan is that we will have some trainees, and we'll recruit them from the estates, from the homeless community, and probably from the prisons community work that we also do. And we're not just giving them a job. This intention is to provide a really detailed life skills training for our 18 months, 2 years. So that, you know, we'll work with them in things like healthy body, healthy finance, the sort of things that are really key on presentation skills, so that and one-to-one mentoring, so that over time they come to realise the person that God intended them to be and intends them to be, and enables them to go on into the workplace. And so we've already got money in place to buy equipment. We're now just putting money in place to get that final training time paid for. The actual cafe itself will be run from the donations. We think that will wash its face. It's the training time that we're trying to pay for, and it looks as though that's going to happen for September.
Brilliant. Thank you. So leading on from that, and I don't know who wants to answer this, what would you say are the main challenges for the charity, for Hope North London, in the next year or the next 5 years?
We run an awful lot of stuff for a very little charity. So we run two kids groups, a boys group and a girls group. We run a youth group called The Place. We've been running football clubs called The Pen. We run an estates coffee morning for 0 to 90s. We've just started some new work, detached youth and kids work on the Grange twice a week. So that's quite a lot of stuff. And in the short term, we've got two of our team who are off long-term sick. So in the short term, actually, it's been quite difficult for the team. It's definitely kind of driven us together, but it's been quite difficult. And we really feel, I think the trustees feel, that this is a time where Hope North London is expanding. It's expanding what we're doing, because we're multiplying to the Grange, but we also want to multiply to Prospect Ring Marketplace, but we're multiplying with the Enterprise Cafe, and that's going to be a really big challenge for us, because we'll go from a little itty-bitty charity into actually a medium-sized charity and need some of the infrastructure that goes with that. But we don't want to lose our distinctiveness. We don't ever go chasing money and change what we're going to do for the money. We're going to do what we're going to do, and God's always been faithful and actually brought us that money.
Great. Great answer. Thanks, Helen. Final question, how can I get involved? When can I bake cakes for Hope North London was one question. How can I volunteer? How can I give all my money to Hope North London? I forget who asked that question.
Yeah, do raise your hand now.
How can I pray for Hope North London?
Jamie, I think that is your cue.
So we're going to hand over to Jamie in that case. Let's give it up for the rest of the panel. Thank you so much.
Okay, so first of all, I want to say, whoever asked when can I bake cakes for Hope North London, whoever asked that question, the answer is always. You can always come and bake cakes for Hope North London. So that was a very easy question. So has everybody got one of these? If you haven't, please raise your hands. It should have come out with the bulletin. Maybe the hospitality team could help get a couple for people that raise their hands. So if you take this and just open it up, then on the left-hand side, on the inside at the bottom, it says three things. It says prayer, people, and pounds. And those are the three ways in which you can support the work that we do. So what you can do is in a minute, we're going to have a chance for you to fill out the forms. You've got to put your name and address on the right-hand side. And then there's three boxes. One says, please send me monthly updates and prayer requests. So that's prayer. We've actually got that wrong on the form. These are new forms and there were some errors. We don't do monthly updates. We do some termly updates and then we do a weekly prayer email. And the weekly prayer email has a prayer point for each day. So if you're someone that really wants to pray for us, if you've got a heart for the work that we're doing, if you've been moved tonight, then you can tick that box and sign up. But also, if you kind of tick the box and you're thinking, oh, I don't want to get all those emails coming through as well, then there's an unsubscribe button at the bottom of every email that's very, very easy to click. But please don't click it unless you really want to. There's then a box that says, I want to help. Tell me how by phone or email. So that is for our volunteers. You know, if you want to volunteer with us, you've heard about the work that we're doing. We do kind of groups at all sorts of times in the week. So whatever your schedule is, we've got kind of afternoon groups, morning groups. Saturdays, we're starting to do groups on the Grange as well. And most of them are involved with kids and youth, but we also do community events as well. So, you know, please tick that box and we'll get in contact. And the other thing is, you know, working on estates is, you know, although Helen was saying all those bad things earlier on, actually, you know, working with the kids on the estate is great. And they're just like any other kids. Just really normal kids. Some of them, you know, get easily led on or whatever, but really it's just great to see them just being children and enjoying, you know, sometimes they don't get to be children at home or whatever because of their circumstances, but in the groups they can just run around, they can play and, you know, do whatever. Of course they get up to mischief as well, they're children. The last one is pounds, so, you know, I think that one's pretty clear. The two ways you can give is to do a one-off donation, so there's cheques which need to be made out to St Barnabas, not to Hope North London. There's the new card readers, so you can go do that. And, you know, if you haven't used it, it's very exciting, you get to use it. Me and my friends, when we were younger, actually, whenever we went to a cash point, we used to play a game where you try and hit the numbers in once they've put the code in, just to make them take more money out than they need. The only problem is we were all skint, so it didn't really, you know, £10, that was it. But yeah, it was a good game, maybe we can play that as well. And then there's also just the standing orders as well. You know, if you don't want to just give as a one-off tonight, but actually you want to give regularly to us, then that would be amazing as well. And you can fill that out at the back. Lastly, please fill out the GDPR section as well, because then we can contact you. Otherwise, we can't. So, yeah, get the forms, fill them out. If you haven't got a pen, raise your hand, and hopefully someone will give you one. And the lovely band here are going to come up and play some music.